can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be bright.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Live, Laugh, and Be You radio show. With me, your fabulous host, and calling myself fabulous, Audrey Lynette, and your wonderful co-host, Lynn Lazowski. Hi, Lynn.
Woo-hoo. Hi, Audrey. It's been a long time since I've talked to you.
It has been a long time, and on air as well.
Yes.
How does it get any better? So, well, I'm glad you're here with us, honey, and I'm glad for all of you listening out there and everywhere around the globe. A big shout out to you. Thank you for listening to us as well. We hope you've been doing well the last couple of weeks and enjoying the reruns we've had to play for you. And today's show's on letting go, which both Lynn and I have had to do a lot of that the last few weeks. And how does it get any better than that? And we're going to share more tools on how you too can have an easier time letting go. How does it get any better than that? As you know, we like to give you lots of tools on this show, as many as we can possibly fit in 1 hour. And as always, you're going to have some laughter and, who knows, maybe some tears today as well. Why not? We'll throw it all in. And the possibility of something different to show up, which is always our aim and always our target. I have some sad news for everybody out there. It's certainly been sad to us, but I wanted to spend a few moments just sharing with you that our wonderful friend and co-host, David Lazowski, has passed away. His sweet body couldn't cope anymore, and he's left our planet. However, he's more fastidious and duteous on the other side, taking care of all of us and watching over all of us. He is a very, very, very big loss to the world. We love him dearly. And we know that you're listening up there, David, and no doubt doing your domestic engineering from whatever star you're choosing to hang from right now. And we will do our best to cover everything that you've taught us for radio showing and for getting our message out there, and your message too, as I know you've had one. And we look forward to sharing that with as many people as possible now and in the future. Because it's one thing that David said to me through all of this was, you just got to get out there. Just get out there.
Yeah.
Honey, I'm already out there. We were reeling me in so that we could get the word out there, you know. It's like both Lynn and I are pretty much well out there women. And he had his hands full most of the time doing that. Thanks to him and Doug, we were able to keep on a straight and narrow trail. And we're certainly looking forward to taking all that we've learned, taking the support that he has been to us, and as our fabulous friend, best friend, lover, partner for Lynn, and incredible support for a lot of you out there, I know, who he has been a fastidious and caring practitioner and friend. I'm sure he's looking down on all of us right now and letting us know that he's A-okay and wishing us the best in our lives and living. That's one thing I know about David. He knew how to live. And we look forward to sharing that possibility with you all more and more every day. Lynn and I have talked, and we're planning to continue with this show, our wonderful show. And as long as you're willing to listen to us and have fun with us, and all the things that we know are possible and the tools and anything else that we can offer, we'll be offering to you in the future. So how does it get any better than that, and what else is possible? So how did we do, Lynn? Did I play homage?
Yes, you did very well. He would be so proud.
I'm so
proud.
Glad.
Yes.
Say that.
What? That he'd be proud of you?
That will just make me cry like it did so well. You know, I have to turn my tears into laughter.
Yes, I do. You know, so, yeah.
He would be proud, you know. I didn't fumble.
No, you did not. No.
And I wasn't hyper. I mean, how does it get any better than that?
Well, see, he has been working so hard and so fast that I've caught myself humming, "Slow down, you're moving too fast." you know, just the healing that has accomplished little things, all the little things he leaves around for me to make let me know that he's right there with me, and it's been just incredible. Yes, I'd much rather have him sitting right next to me right now. However, he is. You just can't see him.
Yes.
So, yeah. So what is our show on today?
Well, funnily enough, letting go.
Yeah, I've been really out of the loop, so the show is as big a surprise to me as it is to everybody else.
I sent it out with everybody, and I was like, okay, what does the show require to be? And finally, like, it was just letting go, you know. It's covered so many things, so we can take it any which way we choose, Miss Lynn.
All right.
I know you being a colon therapist, letting go has a whole different meaning.
A whole other meaning. So if you don't want it to go that way, you better rope me in fast.
Okay. Well, and because letting go in the access way is about letting go of all the thoughts, the feelings, the emotions, and anything else that isn't actually true for you or that you feel is stuck or limiting you. And there's plenty of ways in which we can contribute to that. How does it get any better than that? And I know that's one of the tools, Lynn, while you're away. Lynn went away for a week, so to enjoy a different kind of family gathering. And I know you've all been to family gatherings. And how does it get any better than that? Did you have any use of any tools while you're out there, Lynn?
Well, actually, I was excited. I have not been in access that long. However, I was excited to use all the tools and see how well I could maneuver through. I flew to Michigan. It was my husband's son's wedding a week after he passed. And so I was in with all the rest of the family. Then the next day was our daughter's bridal shower, which was yet another hard day emotionally. However, I used all the tools. I returned to sender all the time because I knew as walking in, as the priest had already made known that David had passed, walking into the reception, I knew everyone would be having their points of view and everything about me and stuff like that. So I just sent everything back. I returned to sender. I pock and potted. I destroyed my relationship with everything and everybody. And I graciously made it through the day with just a couple of little bumps that were just truly mine and my bonus son's, you know, special things that he had planned for me during the reception. So I am so grateful that I had these tools. If not, I probably would have just been a blubbering mess. And, you know, we were all able to relax and have a great time and still honor David in every way. So it was very good. Yes.
I love what you just said then. You were able to still have a good time and honor David, which is really the gratitude that we have, really what all of it's about. You know, even us missing David is really an honor to him. It's not a distraction. It's not destroying your life, which thankfully, on behalf of myself mainly and all of us who love you, we're very glad that it isn't, though it could have.
Yes.
And I'm very glad that you have us and that you have these tools and the possibility of more ease. So,
and, you know, when a person, well, like myself, who has lost her husband, when you're around the people that also loved him, his children and stuff, it eases them not to see you so tore up and be able to relax, and it puts ease on them too. So it was, I was very, very happy about that they didn't have to worry about me so much.
Mm-hmm.
you know.
Wonderful.
So
wonderful.
It was good. It was all
how
good.
We love you, darling. How does it get any better than that? What else is possible? You know I say that more than breath, so.
I know.
Oh, what do you use at times like these? Like, how does it get any better than that, and what else is possible?
Yeah, I've said the what else is possible. Come on, people, let me know. Send out that email really quick. I'm losing it here, and something would happen.
Yeah.
Something good would happen, and it would just bring me right back up, you know.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, more things are going to happen. Who knows what's going to happen today, you know, with both of us. We always live in the moment and what else is possible. So I just want to clarify, though, with what Lynn was saying, with you heard a bunch of tools in that. The one that I want to highlight is the Lynn called it return to sender, okay? But the full part of it is, okay, is whenever you have a thought, a feeling, or an emotion come up, if you ask, who does this belong to? Who does this belong to? And if you ask who does it belong to, 98% of the time, it's going to get lighter because it wasn't yours.
Right.
And people are going, what did she say? Hello, woohoo! Well, one of the things that we became very much aware of, and I am so grateful for this tool, it really is one of the big ones that turned my life from being OCD, stressed, living in a wheelchair on chronic pain medication, is this one tool. Who does this belong to? Basically, 98% of your thoughts, feelings, and emotions are everybody else's. But you can actually pick up all that stuff from other people. Have you guys ever noticed that? I know you have, Lynn.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And you as the wonderful, aware satellite dish out there in the world, as the infinite being that you truly are, as that being, you're able to perceive everybody else's thoughts, feelings, and emotions all around you. Now, for some of us, it's a small range. For others, it's a big range. It's like, however, when you look at that, 98% of your thoughts, feelings, and emotions may not belong to you. Does that make you feel light and easy or heavy? How's it making you feel, Lynn?
It makes me feel lighter.
Yeah, lighter. It's a truth. When you feel lighter, it's a truth. And when I first heard that, I was so light. I looked at Gary and I went, huh? Really? Oh, my God. If that's the case, I could let go of all of this stuff. And I literally have. So one of the things and one of the ways that you can use it, and I'm going to repeat it over again as Lynn and I talk more about how you can use it, is whenever you have a feeling, a sense, or an emotion, or you have ever had, you know how you get that trail of thoughts that run through your head? Those weird-ass things that don't make sense sometimes or making you feel sad or driving you nuts because you think, hey, what the, huh? That's the time when you go, who does that belong to? And when you say, who does that belong to, the energy of it just changes. And what Lynn was doing was instead of buying it as hers, because if it's not yours, but you keep buying it, she returned it to sender, wherever that was, with consciousness attached. And with consciousness attached, it allows whoever it is that originally thought up the idea that they can have it back and they can choose whether they keep it or not. So really, it's like you're doing a big service on the planet. When you quit buying the stuff and return it to sender and give people the choice for them not to buy the stuff, you can have a lot tidier place in the planet. And all those judgments and thoughts and feelings that run around and get passed around a lot, get to dissipate. Just like Lynn was saying, you know, when she walked into an auditorium of 150 people and they all knew that David had passed and they're all looking at her and wondering things and thinking things. And whenever she would have these multiple ongoing waves of emotion or thoughts come up, she would just ask, who does it belong to? And return it to sender with consciousness attached. That was her intent. And what that would do, did it make your life easier, Lynn?
Very much so. And
were you able to be with the people that you cared about and
yes.
not be overwhelmed by emotion?
I had my daughter next to me, and I had my stepchildren, and I had my husband's ex-wife, who was very kind and open and just hovered around me all night and just did everything she could to make my evening as special as she wanted hers to be also. So David's done a lot of healing since he's left with families and everything, and now we kind of chuckle. And it's been quite a mind-blowing 2 weeks, really. Yeah.
Had to get any better than that. Yeah, baby.
And I'm glad I have these tools so I can David and I never thought the normal way, I guess, if you want to say it that way, of how when people pass and everything else. So mm-hmm. we were just on a different line or something, you know, we just different belief systems and everything. So physically I miss the talking. David and I were each other's best friend and we talked about everything. And so that's the parts that I'm missing. And it was easy to look around and know how grateful I was to have such a love for 22 years when I looked at all these other people. And I wasn't making a judgment. I was simply sitting there smiling to myself. And one of the great comforts is that I have his wedding ring on my right hand, on my middle finger. It's the only one it'll stay on. And so I was always able to touch that, and it just gave me great comfort to get through all these days. So, yeah, it's all good, really. Really.
It is.
Yes.
And that you and David had that open awareness of what is possible and that you can have more, I'm so grateful for. Because it's like Lena's been sharing with me a lot of the little things that David and her that were noticeable. Like, and we've all had that I have. When I've lost somebody and things show up.
Yeah.
This is probably the hardest radio show we ever have to do right now.
And we're slapping through it. He's, you know. Yeah.
So how does it get any better than that? Let me take the lead again. I'll let you ponder there. I love you dearly. How does it get any better than that? What else is possible? We both feel David around, and as those of you who are aware of what beings are, and once they leave their body, it's just David without his body. And it is the awkward thing that she doesn't get to talk to him anymore. Now she has to talk to me, and and I'm always difficult to talk to.
Well, you know, it is what it is.
You didn't want to say anything.
It's okay. It's okay.
No, the thing she was saying to me this morning was, oh, I just want to be able to say the right thing. It's like, honey, give it up. There is no right thing. There is no wrong thing. There is nothing that is good or bad about what you be or what you choose. It's just what you choose. And a whole lot of time, whatever it is you choose, it doesn't mean that other people aren't going to think that what you say or what you do is right or wrong, good or bad. However, what if you could be able to choose without having to be affected by other people's points of view, their judgments, or their decisions, or of what you are choosing, and have more ease with that? That's what I'm getting at. It's sort of like, what you choose, there's nothing wrong with it, there's nothing right with it, there's nothing good with it, there's nothing bad with it. It's just your choice, your free will to choose. And all of us have that on the planet. And it's serious. And I was going to say, and if you haven't taken that seriously, you've probably taken everything else seriously.
Oh, seriously, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You've probably taken everybody else's stuff, everybody else's decisions or judgments or points of view about you. And half the time, they're not even about you. They're just judgments that fly around the planet, bumping into you, and you go, oh, that must be serious. Oh, that must be important. And so you end up buying everybody else's thoughts, feelings, emotions, decisions, or judgments as yours rather than choosing what's true for you. And I'm highlighting this because this is really how this wonderful tool works. And how many of you actually feel like you are limited by choices sometimes too? In this reality, when you're functioning from right or wrong, good or bad, then that's a really scary, can be a really scary line to walk through. You know, it's like when Lynn was talking to me saying, I just want to say the right thing. It was like I could feel the contraction in her sweet universe while she was trying to figure out what she should say, when she should say it, how she should say it, how much she can say, if she could say it, does that apply, is this appropriate, all of those things before she even spoke.
I know.
Oh,
I know.
You choke on that, honey. I know. That was a lot of energy.
I just did. And my whole being is just like saying, I just want to talk. I just want to talk.
Your being just wants to talk?
Yeah. I decided to be very kind to myself and to allow myself to be exactly the way I was going to be without any upset or judgment. And I will tell you, on last Saturday, a week ago Saturday, which would have been the 13th, I believe, or the 12th, whatever day that was, I had to go into town and get some stuff for the trip that I had to make to Michigan for the wedding and the shower. And I stopped because I realized I was really dizzy, and I realized it had been Thursday night was the last time I ate. Mm-hmm. So Saturday, I stopped at a restaurant, and I was waiting for my food, and I was looking around at all these couples that were our age. And you know, that's not what made me sad, Audrey. Mm-hmm. You know what made me sad looking at them?
What?
Was that all these couples, and even the young ones, no one was talking to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, you know, if David was sitting across from me, we would be nonstop talking. We never ran out of stuff to talk about. And I wanted to go to each one of them and say, talk to each other. You've got to have something that you talk about. And by the time my food came, I had worked myself up into a little mini frenzy. And I assured the waiter it was nothing he did. And left my money and I left without eating and decided I'd eat later on. And that bothered me all day that people don't talk to each other anymore about anything. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, okay, so how does it get any better?
I know. I was saying that all the way to the car. What else is, what's right about this? I'm not getting, you know?
Yeah.
Totally. So talk. Everybody, if you have a husband or if you have a wife, talk to them. Talk to them about everything. Don't miss an opportunity to talk.
Mm-hmm. And if you're not sure what to say or what the right thing to say is, here's a very, very simple and easy tool, technique. Use it, abuse it, run it around, do whatever you like with it. You can't hurt anybody with this tool. If you ask a person a question, just an open-ended question, and they're open to chat with you, they will chat with you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have nothing to say, keep asking. It's like one of the wonderful things is most people aren't being aren't allowed or aren't being heard. So whenever you ask a person a question and they feel free to express it to you, you know, you've just opened the way for someone to actually be heard, which is a very, very wonderful gift. Wonderful gift. So it's like, ask someone, how are they, or what do they do for a living, or so what's happening, and they'll talk to you. You know, any question will do, an open-ended question. And what I mean by an open-ended question is not something with the answer already into it, okay? This isn't a question. What are you upset about? It sounds like a question, but it actually isn't. Asking what is a person upset about means you've already decided that they're upset and you want to know why. A better question would be, so what's happening, honey? Is there anything I can do here? And then that gives the person an opportunity to say, well, yes or no, and be free to speak without already having been met with a decision of what's up with them. It's like, how many times are you out there being, somebody says, so what are you so angry about? And you look at them and go, I was happy today.
Yeah.
I'm not angry. What happened? Huh? But if somebody said, how you doing? You'd probably say, I'm fantastic. I'm a little busy, so my head's a bit preoccupied and my face doesn't match my emotion. But how does it get any better than that? That's something I might respond with, but anyway, I'm a little different.
No. Not you, Audrey.
How does it get any better than that? So, yeah, so what Lynn was saying was, what would it be like if we spoke to each other? And the difference is that a lot of us out there, like Lynn was when I spoke to her this morning, looking at how to say it right, if you're feeling choked up, if you feel like you can't say or you're not sure, because I speak to a lot of people. I do take that up, Lynn. I speak to anybody. And I speak to a lot of people.
Yes, I know you do.
And one of the hardest things about communicating for people is that they're not sure what to say, when to say, how to say it, or the right thing to say. And when you think about it, there is no exact right or exact wrong or exact good or exact bad. Everybody's different. What I might think is good, Lynn may not, which doesn't really make sense. But anyway, I borrowed Lynn's name.
That's so, okay.
But it's like, everybody has a different point of view about something. All of us do. And there are people out there that judge it as right and wrong. And if you've worked really hard to try and figure out what the right thing is to not hurt anybody, you may get pretty tongue-tied and may get very tired. Okay? Now, this is where that tool can also work, is who does it belong to? So, remember, that's the main one on the table right now because we're talking about letting go. And it's a really simple one. So if you have cut every... Okay. I think we need to clear something, Lynn. What do you reckon?
Okay.
How does it get any better? What else is possible?
Clear away,
well,
Mama.
Everywhere that I've said what I just said, where you felt choked up about trying to say the right thing or the wrong thing, or the good thing and the bad thing. And let's face it, we're talking about someone we loved who's left the planet. And it's probably one of those, the hardest topics to actually talk to anybody about is when you've lost somebody and no one knows what to say to you at all, at all. So get up all those times that you have felt choked up, unsure what to say, not sure whether you're saying the right thing or the wrong thing, or you're thinking the right thing or the wrong thing. Or for those of you out there who are changing stuff in your life really incredibly and you want to be able to get it absolutely perfect, would you be willing to get all of that energy up, all those thoughts, all those feelings, and all those emotions, and will you now let it go? Let go of all that right, getting it right, the worrying about getting it wrong, the everything is good and the everything is bad, and will you destroy and uncreate all everything that you aligned and agreed with or resisted and reacted to that allows that to exist and destroy an uncreated all and set it free.
Yes.
Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. See, sweet beings, you as an infinite being on the planet have choice. You've always had choice. And when we get caught up in having to say the right thing or do the right thing or get it right, we get hooked up and snagged by all the thoughts, feelings, and emotions that other people have had about that or you or something else. And it can compound itself. So here we go again. All those thoughts, feelings, emotions, who do they belong to? Now, you don't have to have an answer because we're going to let them go. The question is the answer here. Who do they all belong to? And will you now return it all to where it originally came from with consciousness attached and let everybody else have that choice as well? Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Like I was doing a group global thing there right now.
Whew. Oh, let's heal the planet instantly, right now.
Sorry.
I mean, David's been doing so much, you know, since he left. That'll be nothing for him. Just let him start flying around, healing the planet. Tell him what to do. Give him a job, Audrey.
I've got a picture of him holding the planet up saying,
God love him. He's just... He's in his element, isn't he? He's just doing his domestic duties, just checking them off.
Yes. And see, when you start, now, Lynn, just for you, when you start that, hear that little voice, don't forget that. You're doing that. Remember to put that out. Remember to do that. Who does it belong to?
When Audrey and I were doing the shows by ourselves before, he would be... rolling in here saying, don't forget this, don't forget this. It's time. Watch your time. Watch your time. I was like, yes, sweetheart, I'm watching. And then we'd forget about it, and the show would end, and he'd say, you didn't do it. Well, I'll do it twice next week. So
I could perceive him from there. It's like,
I know.
How does it get any better than that?
Yes. Yes.
What else is possible? So, yeah. So just to reiterate, you know, whenever you have a thought, feeling, or emotion, this is an opportunity to break the habit of picking up and getting hooked by all the other people's points of view, decisions, or judgments that you've been hanging on to or getting in the way of your choices. It's very simple, and yet it's very hard. You know, it's like this is the way, one of the tools that we talk about in Access. This is how we present it to people. But if you will ask for every thought, feeling, and emotion, who does it belong to? Within 3 days, you will have peace and ease and quiet in your head. Now, you might all be sitting there going, huh? Really? That's possible? It's like, yeah, it is.
It is. It is.
Yeah. And you know what? You won't be able to do it. You may not be able to do it 24/7. I was a bit obsessive. I did. However, we know that it isn't always something that you're going to remember off the bat all the time. Okay? So you'll start to do who does it belong to for an hour, and then you'll forget. And then a couple hours later, you go, oh, shit, that tool. That's what I was going to say. And you'll start to say who does it belong to again. And then you'll move on to the second day and you probably last a little bit longer and then forget. That it's not how much you say it and that you have to get it absolutely right. It's that you choose to say who does it belong to and give yourself a chance to change this reality and have your own point of view. See, how many of you felt like you've never been allowed to have your own point of view? You've just had to function from everybody else's point of view here in this reality. Well, if you suspect that that's you, then this is a tool that can change that for you. Who does it belong to? And if it keeps returning back and it doesn't get lighter, Return it to sender with consciousness attached. And how does it get any better than this, and what else is possible? That's my little sidekick. But return it to sender with consciousness attached. If you continue to do that, it will get lighter. And how does it get any better than that? The very first time, you've heard me tell this, Lynn, but I feel like I want to tell it again. The very first time that I heard about this tool was the very first class that I attended with Gary Douglas in Australia. It was my first intro to access. And I had been living in the wheelchair and getting told by doctors, lose weight or die, you know, you really have to, what can we do? We have to change this, rah, rah. And I'd also been diagnosed with OCD, the obsessive compulsive disorder. I think that was a label to tackle everything I was trying to deal with. How does it get any better than that? And at the end of the class, I had so much change. I had so much change in 2 days of using these tools and all the questions and Gary's contribution. It was phenomenal. So much so that when I left the hotel, I left the walking sticks that I'd used the second day behind, so that I completely forgot about them. So I'm waiting at the end of the class, and I said to Gary, I said, okay, Gary, so I've had so much ease in this class. I've been diagnosed OCD, labeled OCD. How do I walk out there in the world and live with ease? And he asked me a question that was really amazing. As questions empower you to know. And he asked me, he said, Audrey, is OCD an ability or a disability? And using my light, heavy awareness tool, I was like, oh, my goodness, it's an ability. Mind you, all the doctors and my family and everybody had said it wasn't. But when he asked me that question, is it an ability or a disability, which please feel free to use that one. Whenever you come up against stuff in yourself, is this an ability or a disability? And it's an ability. And when I had that epiphany, he said, okay, so if you will ask, what OCD is when you're picking up all the thoughts, feelings, and emotions of people all the time, and you're trying to get a sense of peace and clarity for yourself of what your point of view is and what's true for you. So he said, if you will ask for every thought, feeling, and emotion you have, is this who does this belong to? For 3 days, you will have quiet in your head, like you haven't perceived before. And I'm taking notes, and he said, and this is the kicker here, he said, but you won't do that. My head shut up. I said, and from that moment on, I said, who does it belong to for every thought, feeling, emotion, hunger, pain, anything I could think of, anything that came up? I said, who does it belong to first? And I kept getting lighter. It was probably about 4 days later. I was in a situation where I was sitting down for 2 hours. And normally after sitting down for 2 hours, my spine would play up and I'd be stiff and it would be hard for me to move. And I was sitting at the end of the 2 hours and I'm looking at everybody and I went, wow, I don't hurt. I don't have any pain. Oh, my goodness, I don't have any thoughts in my head. Oh, my goodness, it's quiet. And I was like so excited. I literally had more quiet in my head and more peace in my body than I'd ever experienced. And the people I were with were totally amazed because I got up out of the chair and walked outside myself. And they were like, what's going on? There's something different about you. It's like, yeah, who does this belong to? You know, who does this belong to? It really, really is simple. And even now people call me and I go, oh, and who does that belong to? Oh, I didn't ask that. How does it get any better than that? There it goes. Bye-bye. And for me, 7 years in and out of the wheelchair and chronic pain and ulcers and all that sort of thing, all of that, 7 years habit of being stuck in that pain, I started to break a chain. And in 4 days, I had ease with my body, and I was able to, from then on, change everything. By having those few days of peace and ease, it made me more determined. I got home that night, I waited until 7 o'clock the next morning because I couldn't wait any longer, and I rang the lady who'd given me her card in the class and said, what else have you got with these tools and how fast can you get it here?
Mm-hmm.
And she came down a month later and did that. I shared that story, as I do any story, is that to invite you to have a look at what else is possible for you. It's not about sharing the story so that you have your story or to try and figure out what is she meaning by all that. One of the things that is really valuable out here in this planet is that if you know what's true for you, and a lot of the time if you have the context in which to use these tools, you yourself will know exactly when to use it, how to use it, and have the same sense of peace, ease, and response as well. So who does it belong to? Return it to sender if it keeps coming back. And what else is possible here? I know I keep saying it over and over again, but who does it belong to? I say that so often every day. I think it's one of those, how does it get any better than that? What else is possible when I think about it now?
Yep.
And so in Lynn's situation, where she was in around 150 people, it's noticeable. You know that you're going to be picking up everybody else's stuff. You're in a room. That's what she said. She walked in, she saw all those people, they all knew that David had gone, and they were all thinking all these things. So she instantly applied, who's that belong to, and return that to sender. Who's that belong to, return that to sender. And that you can know that that's when to apply it. However, even when you're home in your living room, I do this a lot, thoughts and feelings will show up, and even then you ask, who does it belong to, return it to sender. Because you have a being, have a huge range of awareness. And if you keep doing, who does this belong to, return it to sender, you will have more peace and ease in there. I think I've said it long enough, Lynn.
I think so, yes. But it works. It truly does work, you know.
It does work.
Yes.
So it's like, even when you're working with pain and that sort of thing, one of the things I do a lot of is returning it to sender when I perceive a hunger. Who does it belong to? And it goes. You know, it's like when I actually did it with all the chronic pain that I would have with the ulcers and the back problems, I would ask, who does it belong to? It would lighten up. It literally would lighten up and the energy would shift. And I would be thoroughly and utterly amazed each time that it happened. So I kept doing it more, and I kept doing it more, and I kept doing it more. So what else is possible? The other thing that you can do with that is that exercise that we share, which is expanding to the outside edges of your infinite being. You know that exercise we've done before? We expand out to the outside edges of your infinite being, and it will allow you to also become more space and not have to be hooked by anything. How does it get any better than that, and what else is possible? Miss Lynn, I've done all the talking, and I haven't let you talk.
That's okay. I'm just enjoying listening to you and you know, perceiving what everyone's taken in and all that kind of stuff. And it is a tough show. We Audrey and I did the last two shows together while David was on personal care time, and you know, now the shows will be done completely with just him in spirit. So,
yes.
You know, he's already moved. He's already dropped three things off my desk.
Well, what,
like,
have we forgotten,
I'm
Lynn?
Watching the clock. I'm watching it, you know. And I'm like, she's on target. She's doing fine. Okay, don't get stressed, honey, you know. And so he, you know, anyways, it was even before any of this happened, I used all the tools that I had been taught up to this point to use. When David first had his stroke, the doctors would come in, David would look at me, and I would take both my fingers and move them out, which then he would close his eyes and expand himself out. We did MTVSS. We did all the body processes that I knew, and it just gave him such ease going through all this. It was remarkable. I cannot thank him enough, really, for catching that little YouTube that our client sent and said, you know, I think we better look at this, and getting involved and meeting the people that we met, and then meeting Audrey and being taught what we've been taught, and just being able to, it warms my heart to be able to know that I and all the people surrounding him helped David into his next journey with ease and joy and glory. So, yes. I'm very pleased.
Yes. Thank you all for your, those who knew, for your care. A lot, we didn't announce it very much, and that was another choice, just to allow David to have ease with his transition, with his choice and his possibilities. That his gratitude for everybody and care is huge, and was huge, and continues to be huge, very much so. And I'm very thankful for David's presence in the world. I'm very thankful for his presence in my life. You know, it's like I have always been asked to do radio and with my voice, etc., and television as well. However, I'm not as comfortable seeing myself in television in this 10 seconds. So I'm more happy with the radio medium at this time. And other people are too. So how does it get any better than that? And his tips and strengths and encouragement each time I would do a show were phenomenal. And we'd have these brilliantly long chats afterwards and change the world and offer different possibilities. And it was probably just about a week before he passed, all of a sudden something happened, and my sense of the radio show and what else is possible was really light. And it was like, oh, all that we talked about, all that I talked about with him, all I talked about with you, Lynn, all of a sudden came into a sense of peace and ease, mm-hmm. and I knew it was possible. And then it was like, okay, let's have some fun now. What else can we do? What else can we generate? What else can we be? And he's left the planet. So I'm thankful he did leave a legacy behind. He's left a legacy of awareness and how to speak on the radio, how to present to people, and also the joy that comes along with that. Because even though I might not see people's faces and I may not hear so much from the people who are listening, I do get that what we're saying is valuable. I do get that what we're saying is creating a huge contribution to everybody on the planet. And this radio show wasn't to highlight me, it wasn't to highlight David and Lynn, it wasn't to highlight the access tools, even though we highlight all of those things. It originally came about so that people out there could know that it's possible to have a different possibility, and that everything that David, Lynn and I had used in our life and our living so far, that we would contribute that to everybody else so that they could show have a different possibility for them too. And all of us have huge gratitude for the access tools, which are truly phenomenal. They've literally changed and supported each of us in our lives. And the beauty of it is that we each chose it, and we've moved through so many things using them. And one of the things David kept saying to me a lot of the time with all that we were presenting was, you know, you really use these tools. People need to know that they can use these tools in every area of our life. And hearing you, where you've been using them for so long, and you trust them, and you tried them, and you have the living experiences, we have to get that out there.
Yes, and he was adamant all the time, and people would come in, and he would explain the bars to them, and run the bars, and he just loved running bars, and he just saw people change so fast, everything. I saw it give him so much ease after his stroke when I would run his bars. And I was running his bars almost to the end. And in the ER, they just stepped aside and let me do our thing. And he would just relax. He would just settle down and let me run his bars. So yeah. if the bars will work and situations as heavy as this, then everyday situations, it will be easy peasy lemon squeezy. You know, if you just have people saying things to you, just remember as quickly as you can, who does this belong to? You know, what else is possible? How does it get any better than this? And just keep that energy flowing. And that's all I could remember to do in those 10 seconds was keep this energy flowing. And I had doctors asking me questions. When was the last time a doctor asked you a question about something you were actually involved in and doing? And it was remarkable, really. So very, very pleased with everything. And I am very thankful I have the tools and I have the friends that I have through Audrey and her husband, Sagar, and Leva, and all the people around here that are in the office that are Bars practitioners. And they just remind me when I forget, even, because sometimes you get swooped up into the emotion and you forget there's a tool. Oh my God, I've got a tool. And you just open that drawer and reach in there to your little toolbox and pull it out. And immediately I settle down and I can move through and work. People were amazed. David left on May 7th, and I was working on the following Thursday. A hard day. However, I was very happy to be here because this is where we were all the time. It gave me a lot of joy. So we went through the day and the next day, and we'll just continue going through each day. And each day will get easier. So
absolutely.
How does it get any better than that?
How does it get any better than that? And that's what we're saying, too, here with letting go. It's like we've highlighted some really great access tools today. Who does it belong to? Return to sender. And also the expand out, because we do highlight the tools and we love them. What else is possible? But it's also that intensity, that tenacity that Lynn just talked about. Every day, you get up, you keep moving forward, and yep, there's a tool that will contribute. Yes, there's a choice. Yes, there's a possibility. What else is possible? Even when you look in the mirror and you go, what is right about this I'm not getting?
Yes.
How does it get any better than this, and what else is possible? That the possibility and the choice, you have that, and it's not the way you say it the right way, they have to say it, or checking yourself. You be it.
When just
you have
be
the
it.
Knowing, just be it, honey. Just be what's true for you. And the tool will show up, whether it's from your friend's mouth, from your head, from a radio show, from something you recall. Consciousness is everywhere.
Yes.
And access tools are tools to assist you be more conscious and to empower you to know what you know. And you as an infinite being have all of that available. You just ask. If you'll just ask. Ask what else is possible. How does it get any better than this? And if you get stuck on a thought, who does it belong to? And it will let go.
It will.
And I know our domestic engineer is saying, you know, make sure you finish off.
I just wanted to say something really quick. People have been telling me or reminding me that there's, you know, so many steps to grieving. And that may be true. It may not be. I don't know. However, I am totally convinced that with access tools, if those steps show up or those times show up, I can make it through very easily, more easily, with the tools that have been presented to me.
Yay.
So, yay, yes.
So, please know, everything is available to you, darling. And as I heard through Little Birdie, that there's going to be a special feature happening in the Kansas City Star this coming May 27th. They're going to a story about David and Lynn called the Love Story section. So they're featured in the Love Story section in Kansas City Star May 27th. So you'll get to hear about, if you'd like to hear about it, you'll get to read about it if you choose.
Yes.
Did I give the right information? I hope so.
Yes. This has never happened to them in all the years that they've been doing people's love stories.
Mm-hmm.
Never have they started a love story, which we did at the end of March. and have it turned into a tribute before they could run it. So they were a little, how do we do this? And we've been going back and forth and back and forth, and the editor finally said, I would love to do this as a tribute to this wonderful man. And so it's going to be featured in the one of the paper sections of the Kansas City Star, May 27th. So I'm sure it's a wonderful story. It's a fun story. It's how we met and all that kind of stuff. So, you know.
We will look forward to reading that. And I don't have any commercials this week other than that. I'm just going to leave this as an honor to David and to Lynn and our three-way radio show thus far. I do wish to just take a moment to express my gratitude for David and Lynn for all that they are and all that they've been. For me in this show and for Access in Kansas City and all the people that they've touched and the lives that they've touched and all the people that are out there now, if you're listening to that, please know that that support continues to be here from Lynn and myself. Lynn and I are going to continue to do the radio show and we'll be available to share the tools and possibilities as well as what's going on around town. So if you're a BARS facilitator or have anything that you're doing in town and you'd like to get in touch with us so that we can announce it to everybody, please do. It's very much about allowing you all to be who you are and choosing what you choose. And from all of us here, we're very grateful for anybody and everybody contributing these wonderful tools out there in the world. There's other facilitators in town, Megan Hill, and Blossom Benedict is coming into town as well. So there's a lot available to you in the Kansas City area. And for those of you in California, do you have a plethora of tools out there as well?
Yes.
And people to visit. So Lynn and I will be here sharing the tools, inviting you to a different possibility, and sharing our gratitude once again. And most of all, thank you all for listening and for making this a possibility by enjoying us in using these tools in your life. I hope that you're having a wonderful week this week, and we will look forward to speaking to you again next week. I know we're getting close to time, Miss Lynn. Do you have anything else that you'd like to contribute?
Not really. Just, no, not really.
Yeah. Thank you again. This has been a hard show for us. It's our first one with our dear friend gone. However, he's never gone. He's just not in a body. How did he get any better than that? And I know he loved BBS Radio, he loved Doug, and he loved all that we do. And we look forward to contributing even more in the coming weeks ahead and sharing some wonderful topics, having some wonderful conversations, and most of all, some incredible laughter and joy as we pass on what else is possible and how does it get any better than that. Woohoo!
Yes, each show will get even better and better and better because he will give us a clue where to go next.
Yeah, baby, yeah.
And what to do. he loved what he read in the books, especially about no competition, only collaboration. Yeah. He was adamant, and it hurt his heart when people would compete against each other and not work with each other. So.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to work with each other and ease on down the road.
How does it get any better than that? Thank you, Doug. I know you've got to take us out, and we'll be here to be an invitation, as always, next week. So we love you all, and until then, have a wonderful week.